We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and 9:33. We're going to talk here with USD 475 Geary County Schools. Normally, we talk with Dr. Reginald Eggleston, the superintendent, but he is out today, and there's a good reason for that. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But filling in for Dr. Eggleston is Associate Superintendent Dr. Deb Gustafson. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm very excited to be here. First opportunity for me, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're pleased to do this. We we're here in Manhattan, but Junction City, we consider our neighbors, and so Geary County Schools. We always appreciate getting to hear more about what's going on in the district because there's a lot, and it's a big military school district, and that kind of ties in here with our first topic, your new teacher orientation, which I understand is underway, and there was a neat little surprise this morning.
There was a surprise. Thank you for bringing that up. We are in the week of our new teacher orientation. We're at the beautiful Junction City Middle School facility, and we have all 118 of our brand new teachers that we will bring on board this year, and we have a week-long onboarding planning where we cover everything from our curriculum updates to everything personnel services to training in technology, training in standards grading. Right now, all of our new teachers are in individual content area rooms. We call it a day in the life of, and they literally will spend all morning this morning walking through what being a teacher is going to look like, feel like in our district, kind of from the beginning to the end, and hearing from experienced teachers on what they can expect. This morning, we had a really unique opportunity. We had our Mayor Jeff Underhill from Junction City come and welcome our new teachers. We had our Garrison Commander, Colonel McNamee, come and welcome as well as other individuals from Fort Riley. And we had our Board of Education President, Dr. Anwar Corey, come and welcome our new teachers. And then kind of a really unique opportunity, we had our superintendent, Dr. Eggleston, who is a lieutenant colonel in the reserves. He is currently at training in Fort Lewis, Washington, and he joined us by the big screen in his military uniform, to welcome all of our new teachers on board this morning. So that was a little different twist on new teacher orientation, and really gave our all of our new teachers a good insight into the connectivity and the partnership that we have with Fort Riley.
Well, that is a neat opportunity here. And, that's it's great that they can see him kind of in that kind of outfit, I guess, in the military outfit. So just kind of puts more of a what's the right word here? More humanity or something like that, because he's not just the high up superintendent. He is also just like everyone else.
He absolutely is. And it gives, I told him we need to find a way to do the same opportunity with our students.
Absolutely.
Because it would definitely provide our students some connectivity that, our superintendent's just like dad, just like mom that's serving. I mean, half of our school district is affiliated with the military. And so, and all our other half that's not directly affiliated, they understand and appreciate that we're all in a military influence school district. So I think it's really a unique opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a great piece there. And as far as getting ready for the school, when is the first day of classes, first off, for Junction City?
Okay. So Brandon, this year is all very different. Coming off of the pandemic, we're actually operating our schools on three different calendars this year, which will provide a little bit of challenge for some parents, but there's good reason for doing so. Most of our schools are operating off of the district calendar that the first teacher report day will be August 4th, and then students will start with a half day of classes on August 11th. So we have a pretty early start, which is fairly normal for our school district. Our high school, as you know, we're still in the process of construction at our high school. And we had some COVID-related delays, just like I heard our friends to the north talking about their COVID-related delays. We had the same. This is a you know, a multi-million dollar project here, and it comes with some challenges, you know, to get that all done coming off the pandemic. So our high school teachers will actually report on August 12th, and the high school will open on August 25th. And then in addition to that, we have one school that will be piloting, one of our elementary schools, Sheridan Elementary, will pilot an alternate calendar. We're kind of interested in looking at how to redesign the school year for maximum learning opportunities. And so they're going to pilot a calendar this year that had them starting a little bit earlier. Their new teachers started their teachers started this past Monday, and they'll actually start classes next week. When our teachers report, they'll actually be starting with students next week. And so they have a calendar that's going to have them having more 5-day weeks of school, and then having 3 2-week breaks throughout the school year. It's not a year-long calendar by any stretch of the means, but it will afford the families a little bit extended breaks when we have breaks, and then not have all of the days off that we typically have in a school calendar. So we're excited and interested to see how our families receive that and see if it has any impact on student learning.
Okay, well, that'd be interesting. And they can probably find that information on the website pretty easily, right?
Absolutely, Brandon. All of our calendars are uploaded on the Geary County Schools website. And then in addition to that, each individual school's calendar is uploaded on their school's website. We also obviously utilize several of our social media platforms. So the calendars are all up on Facebook and in the Facebook pages also, but most definitely listed on our websites and all the individual schools' websites.
All right. Well, as far as enrollment's concerned, how is that process going right now?
Well, you know what? I'm glad we're talking today and not a week ago, because a week ago I was kind of concerned about enrollment. We do online enrollment, and so we encourage our families to enroll. You know, as soon as school's out, we encourage them to get enrolled for the new school year. And we were a little, the process was a little slow. I think we had an extended school year last year, so we didn't get out of school until June. And so I think not getting out of school until June and enrolling in July just wasn't a priority. But this week we've made a lot of progress. As of today, comparing today, July 28th, with July 28th of last year, we're only 240 students down, and we're expecting about 7,000 students. So only being 240 students shy of where we were on this date last year, we're not real concerned. We do anticipate a little bit lower enrollment this year. We have some major deployments of soldiers that are going on right now. There's 3,500 soldiers that are deploying this within the next 60 days to Europe. And our colonel, our garrison commander, has shared with us that he believes that more of those families will choose to go home during this deployment, because it's a little bit unique in the fact that the deployment is going to last pretty much the whole school year. So the deployment will last here at the beginning of school, clear up until late next spring. And so it kind of affords those families, you know, an opportunity to engage in a school year elsewhere. We certainly hope they won't. We certainly hope they will stay right here and stay with us during their deployment. But we also understand that pull home, you know, when the soldier is deployed. So based upon that, we did anticipate that our enrollment may be 200 or 300 students short this year because of that deployment. So being the 240 students less right now on a comparable date, would not be a bit surprised if when we start school, we still see that gap from last year's enrollment. This Thursday, which I guess is tomorrow, isn't it, Brandon? My goodness, yeah. The week is flying by. Tomorrow is open enrollment for all of our schools in USD 475. So from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., we will, in addition to all of our online enrollment opportunities, we will afford any families that want to do walk-in enrollment to walk in and enroll in our schools all day tomorrow. And we typically have a pretty busy morning with those families that, you know, may not have the opportunity to enroll online or just want to get in and see their school and would prefer to do the, you know, the in-person enrollment. So I look for our numbers to definitely increase after tomorrow.
All right. Very good. Again, we're talking with Dr. Deb Gustafson, Associate Superintendent, USD 475, Geary County Schools. You know, with the tie-in at Fort Riley, I know that, and you may not have an answer to this or not, but I know there has been the soldiers leaving Afghanistan here. I don't know if that's going to have any impact on Fort Riley's situation. Have you heard anything on that?
You know, we do always stay abreast to the PCS movements, the deployments. You know, we I just shared with our new teachers this morning that, you know, they have a real connection to the nation, you know, by being in our school district, because we do talk about things that are going on a national level. And we're definitely aware of that movement that is occurring with Afghanistan. But we're a little bit uncertain right now if that will have any direct impact on us as a school district.
Okay, very good. Well, let's pause here. We'll take a break and we'll come back, talk a lot more with Dr. Gustafson here from USD 475. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.